This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv on Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israel to engage with the region on post-war plans. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Blinken says every partner he has met on this trip say they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security.
But they underscored that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state.
The U.S. and Israel are united against Hamas, but are sharply divided on the future of Gaza.
Israel must stop taking steps that undercut Palestinians' ability to govern themselves effectively.
Israel has vowed to keep going until it destroys Hamas. A military spokesman says the fighting will continue throughout 2024. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thousands of people took part Tuesday in the funeral for a Hezbollah commander who was killed in a drone strike a day earlier. He's the most senior Hezbollah militant killed since Hamas's October 7th attack into southern Israel triggered all-out war in Gaza and lower-intensity fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, which has escalated since an Israeli strike killed a senior Hamas leader last week in Beirut. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. and British forces shot down 21 drones and missiles fired by Yemen-based Houthis on Tuesday into the southern Red Sea towards international shipping lanes, the U.S. Military Central Command said. U.S. Central Command said there were no injuries or damage reported, adding that this was the 26th Houthi attack on commercial shipping lanes in the Red Sea since November 19th. Iranian-backed Houthi militants have stepped up attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea in protest against Israel's war in Gaza. This is VOA News. Ecuador faced a string of violent incidents on Tuesday, including the on-air invasion of a TV station by gunmen, as President Daniel Noboa named 22 gangs as terrorist organizations and military targets. Police arrested 13 gunmen who took over television station TC during a live broadcast, while elsewhere at least 7 police officers were kidnapped and there were several explosions around the country. Noboa, who took office in November, promising to stem drug trade-related violence, declared a 60-day state of emergency on Monday in response to prison violence, including hostage-taking of guards by inmates and the apparent escape of a gang leader over the weekend. Taiwan's government issued an island-wide alert on Tuesday, saying a Chinese satellite had flown over its southern airspace, which Taiwan's foreign minister described as part of a pattern of harassment days before a pivotal election. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
The security alert sent by the Taiwanese Defense Ministry stated that a Chinese satellite had flown over its southern airspace. Chinese state media claimed it was an astronomical satellite. For years, Taiwan has complained about China's stepped-up military actions. Beijing claims Taiwan as its own territory and has cast the elections as a choice between peace and war across the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's government rejects China's sovereignty assertions.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. Kremlin foe Alexei Navalny says he's been put in a punishment cell in an Arctic prison colony. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says on social media that officials at the Arctic prison colony have isolated him in a tiny punishment cell over a minor infraction. 47-year-old Navalny is serving a 19-year term on charges of extremism. He had been imprisoned in the Vladimir region of central Russia, about 140 miles east of Moscow, but was transferred last month to a prison with the highest level of security above the Arctic Circle. I'm Tiffany Wong.
U.S. space agency NASA on Tuesday added more delays to its Artemis moon program, scheduling for 2026 its first astronaut lunar landing in a half century, while spacecraft from Elon Musk's SpaceX, Lockheed Martin, and other contractors face development challenges. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the two missions were pushed back nearly a year to give teams more time to work through the challenges. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.